Glad to see you. How are you doing?
Hey, fine, thanks.
Listen, have you already registered for the linguistics exam?
No, not yet.
And the registration deadline is tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, this exam is driving me crazy. There's so much material to get through. Oh, have you got started on studying yet?
No, but I guess I should.
Right, although I think you should probably first break up with your smartphone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Smombi. See you in class.
Sure, see you.
Do you know that annoying habit some people have of casually checking their texts while they're talking or walking? It has become so common that there is now an actual name for such people, Smombi, a fusion between smartphone and zombie. We are fooling around on our phones whenever we have a spare moment. We are not even listening to our friends properly. Living in a generation of multitask masters, we find it hard to simply sit and focus on one thing. Different forms of internet addiction are higher than we might like to admit and has effects on our studies and our personal life. Our productivity levels lower as stress levels skyrocket. Do you also have a slew of bad cell phone habits and not a clue where to begin to change them? Here is some good news. We all have a chance to find a relationship with our phones that feels productive and positive. One approach to avoiding toxic digital overload is to do a digital detox. This term refers to a period of time during which a person literally disconnects from all digital devices, such as smartphones, tablets, and computers. Digital detox can help students focus on social and emotional skills, as well as get prepared for the exams more productively. We would like to share with you some tips on how to apply digital detox in your daily routine easily.
Digital devices have become our best friends when it comes to avoiding boredom on public transportation. However, there are a lot of fun, relaxing, and most of all, analog alternatives. Many of us spend quite some time on the bus, train, or subway. Time we can use to think about life, plans for the day, or just let our mind run freely, maybe even meditate. We can also, of course, read a newspaper or book. This way, we either stay updated on what is going on in the world, or simply escape reality for a while, turning a mundane bus ride into an adventurous journey through another universe. Additionally, a ride on public transportation offers a nice opportunity for studying vocabulary or reading through your notes from class. If you're traveling with your fellow students, you can already test each other too. Actually, why not just talk to each other then? We spend so much time chatting on our phones, so how about a real chat with actual laughing instead of ha ha or lol? As we can see, there is a great deal of offline alternatives. We just need to find them.
The first thing people think of when talking about digital detox is how to reduce the time they're spending on the phones, not realizing that the phone isn't the only digital source they're using every day. Like many people, I love watching videos on YouTube, series and movies on Netflix and other platforms, and to listen to music. But recently, I started feeling that I'm wasting too much time on Rick Grimes' Fight for Survival and Frank Underwood's Greed for Power. I also noticed that the ability to focus on one thing over a long period of time got worse due to my habit of always watching or listening to something while doing something else. When I went to bed and wasn't able to fall asleep, I put on something which resulted in even less sleep. So I started looking for reasons why I and many other people have a problem with increased media consumption and methods on how to reduce it. The two main reasons that came to my mind are the amount of freshly produced media and the simple availability. Not long ago, people were bound to their TVs when they wanted to enjoy a movie. Nowadays, you can use your laptop, tablet or phone to take your entertainment wherever you want. On these devices, many apps guarantee easy access. It has become increasingly easy to cheat and increasingly hard to control yourself. That's the reason why I focused on methods on how to reduce your consumption and came up with three. My first idea was to pick a media zone in your flat, for example your kitchen or living room. Don't worry if your flat has only one room. Pick the coziest place of your home. That's the only place where you're allowed to consume media. The important thing about this is to declare your bedroom or bed a media-free zone. You'll have much less trouble falling asleep. My second idea was to limit media consumption to a fixed time limit per week. You'll have to manage it, just like your money, or you'll end up with no time left midway through the week. My third and last idea was that you're only allowed to consume media after you've finished unloved duties, such as doing the dishes, cleaning a flat, or studying. These works will become more fulfilling because you reward yourself afterwards. You can connect all three of these methods to find the best way for yourself on how to get a hold on your consumption habits. Since I started following these rules, I'm feeling way better, and I hope you will too.
So, what can you gain from digital detox? There are a couple of things you could take away from a smartphone-free weekend. At first, you may be nervous because you feel like you're missing something, like messages from your friends, news, or social media in general. But after a while, you will get used to it and start to feel more relaxed. You don't have to worry about messages or bad news for a period of time. You may get bored more easily without a smartphone, but boredom opens room for creativity. It also strengthens your ability to concentrate and increases your productivity. You can concentrate more on yourself and people around you. Without a smartphone always in your hands, you may feel like socializing more. You get more sharp-sighted when you don't waste your time checking the Twitter timeline every 10 minutes or messaging trivial things on WhatsApp. You may even get new motivation, like trying a new hobby or doing more with your friends. You don't always have to ignore your mobile device, but a smartphone-free period from time to time will help you reduce stress, focus more on authentic social interactions, and it's an incredible opportunity to rediscover the world around you. But don't forget to tell your friends and family that you're offline
for a while.